From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And as you know, of course, as he appears on our show regularly, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. Doc Wallach, of course, has researched and resulted in more than, well over 75 peer-reviewed and refereed journaled articles in the field of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He's made major contributions to a number of reference books all over the country. His website is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach, back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, George. It's always good to be with you, and appreciated the birthday party. You know, you and I have.
Oh, that was fun. I know it. I had a great time up there.
Yeah, it was great.
The years are clicking by, Doc. We got to slow them down. Can we do it with supplementation?
Oh, absolutely. The guy in England who is kind of the expert on longevity says that people living today, many will live to be 1,000 years of age, okay? And
whoa.
I believe that. Debray is this guy's name, and he's, you know, spent many, many years, and he says there are seven things we are in charge of, and if we deal with these things appropriately, there will be many, many people who are alive today will be alive 1,000 years from now. And so
Social Security will love to hear that, right? I love that.
Yeah.
Doc, I've got emails flowing in like crazy. Tom's getting texts and tweets. We'll take calls pretty soon in the next hour as well.
Okay.
But I did get a heartwarming email in from someone who wanted to just thank you for the advice you've been giving us over the years. And then she wrote that her sister is suffering from glaucoma. What can she do about that?
Okay, well, glaucoma, of course, where you have pressure in the eye. And what you want to do is think of this as almost like a vascular thing. And they got to get rid of the bad stuff that causes inflammation, which causes plugging of the little blood vessels in the eye so that the circulation is improper. And so also you want to make sure the skull is okay so there's no pressure on the optic nerve. When you have osteoporosis of the skull, it puts pressure on the optic nerve. It's called optic nerve atrophy, O-N-A. And you can get glaucoma and gradual loss of vision from that pressure shutting off the blood flow into the eye. And so you got to look in those things. And so I like to get people off all the bad foods, get rid of the inflammation, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no sugars. Then I like to throw in one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight to support. It's our biggest hammer in the toolbox, and it supports the maintenance repair of all tissues. The body has the equipment to do it. It just needs some raw materials to make it happen. So that's the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And then specifically for the eye, we have the Ocutive. Comes in bottles of 30 capsules. You need, again, one bottle per 100 pounds of body weight. There's one capsule per 100 pounds of body weight. And then you want to make sure that the skull is in good shape. There's no osteoporosis of the skull. So I like to throw in the vitamin D3, three of those capsules twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. You throw in the MSM, three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. It's one bottle a month, they're big bottles. And your body's able to do some great things for the eye and the brain and the skull and so forth.
What is it when one turns their neck, you hear a crack? What's going on there?
Well, you can have degenerative disc disease, you can have bone spurs, you can have osteoporosis of the vertebrae, a lot of stuff going on because all your bones are susceptible to osteoporosis, arthritis, bone spurs. And, of course, this is where chiropractors come in. They do a great job in making those kinds of diagnoses and adjusting things and taking the pressure off. And of course, we have what we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It gives the body what it needs to support maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between a vertebrae, bone breaks, bone itself. And it also has a topical pain relief called CM cream, and you apply that to your neck, and it will, you know, for a couple hours relieve the discomfort and the swelling and the inflammation and the popping and the cracking, and you can apply it several times a day. And after a month or so, your body has been able to repair itself using these raw materials, and so you don't need to even add the topical pain relief anymore.
As people age, Doc, are their bones, do they get more brittle?
Only if you're nutritionally deficient. The osteoporosis and arthritis and things that are associated with aging have nothing to do with aging. It has to do with nutritional deficiencies. And babies can be born with brittle bones and osteoporosis of the skull and bone spurs. Certainly, we see a lot of this in preteens and teenagers who are athletes and they sweat a lot and they don't supplement properly. And they sweat out whatever nutrients may be in their food, and they really wind up with terrible joint, tendon, ligament, connective tissue, muscle problems, even at a very, very young age, because it's not an age thing. And so we do have to do preventive maintenance, so just like a car. You put oil in the car before the engine burns up. Human beings have a bad habit of, well, I'm just eating well. I'm not going to take any of those vitamins and minerals. And then they break down. Then they say, I better do something. It's better to take the 90 essential nutrients, and that's why we have these packs, is sort of like the oil in the car kind of thing, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for people who do a lot of physical work or they work out in the gym or they play on the company softball team, that kind of thing, or they're on a team in a school. They need to take these packs as a preemptive preventive maintenance, and they'll be very, very happy they did.
Doc, the story we had before you came on, as I was talking with Dr. Peter Breggin, he's a psychiatrist who joins us quite often, but about the Generation Z folks, the young kids, 15 to 24, are committing suicide in record numbers. Is there, in your mind, is there a deficiency of anything in addition to their emotional distress?
Absolutely. In fact, that was my monologue today on my radio programs during the day. So we're on the same program. It's kind of interesting that that came up. In my book, Rare Earths Been Cures, in chapters 4, 5, and 6, chapter 6 in specifics, the title in chapter 6 is, The Bad Seeds. Bad Seeds, remember that movie, The Bad Seeds?
Yep.
And the little girl, okay? At any rate, we have under the age of 6, we have over 1 million kids who are on psychotropic drugs, and it's due to a nutritional deficiency. There was a great study that was done in the 1970s to the 1980s on 27 counties in Texas, and they found that these kids, I mean, we're talking kids under the age of 10, okay, who are committing suicides, violence. Many of these guys who commit school shootings when they're 19 years old were violent talking about committing suicide and domestic violence and school shootings when they were like 10, 12 years old, 9 years earlier.
And nobody listened to them crying out.
Well, they just wanted to put them in jail or kick them out of school. Okay, they just didn't know what to do. Well, basically, you need to do a hair analysis. The only way you can confirm this deficiency is a hair analysis. And in the study of the 27 counties, they did a hair analysis on like tens of thousands of people. And they found that they had the highest suicide rates, drug addictions, murders, school shootings, domestic violence, all this kind of stuff, in the counties that had little or none of this nutrient naturally in the water. The counties that naturally had the nutrient in the water had zero of those types of issues.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow. Are we talking about lithium, selenium, and all that?
Well, yes, we are, of course. And, of course, that's one of the beautiful things about the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has the lithium in it, our plain minerals. We have the plain minerals, which is one of our original products. You know, it's liquid. We have capsules. We have the strawberry kiwi minerals, which is a flavored one for kids. We have the cherry mint. And this has lithium in it. It's one of the 78 minerals that's in this product.
Doc, if you lined up
such a nice guy.
If you lined up like 10 people, all various ages, what percent of them do you think would have some kind of ailment of some type?
Okay, well, it depends on where they're from, because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth, George. And so you get a place, for instance, like right around the Canadian border, Montana has a lot of minerals in the soil there.
Okay.
And so they don't have many of the type of diseases that they have down in the Mid-South and the Gulf states and the eastern seaboards, which has none of these minerals. They have 10 times the degenerative disc disease and arthritis and heart attacks and diabetes behavioral problems, early death, joint injuries, all this kind of stuff. And we have these maps that show by the density of colors in the various states and counties where these issues are, and they always are associated with no minerals and fried foods.
That's amazing. It truly is.
Yes. And so we can eliminate these things. We can eliminate these sudden deaths, just like this young gal who's 22 years old. She just dropped dead a week ago, at this Rite Aid 42nd Annual Marathon. She's a long-distance runner. She dropped dead from this sudden heart attack. I've done 1,700 autopsies on kids that died of that one. And
they seem to be perfectly healthy.
Oh, yeah. No, they are perfectly healthy. And then they just dropped dead. And it's one of those things that's totally preventable. But you got to do those hair analysis. You cannot tell by any other physical piece. In other words, an EKG won't tell you. Your heart will be perfectly normal until 3 seconds after you're dead, because it's a biochemical thing. It's not a mechanical thing in the heart. So the EKGs can't detect it and so on. So the only way you can detect these things is with a hair analysis, and we will be able to eliminate all the school shootings. It's not the weapons. It's the deficiency of these nutrients. And the study in these 27 Texas counties was the most beautiful thing, okay? And so we know what to do. And every legislature of every state should insist that anybody that's going to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, needs to have a hair analysis. Anybody who
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, should be seeing or doing a hair analysis. Everybody who goes into the military, so they don't get PTSD, should have a hair analysis. Everybody who does hard physical work should have a hair analysis every year, and we will end all of this nonsense.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, the phone number to call for assistance. He's got a great staff over there to give you help. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's the number for that. We will be back in a moment after the break to take your phone calls and next hour as well. Later on in the program tonight, Alien Abductions with Yvonne Smith. So get ready for that. Doc, how many people do you think you've helped? Beyond just on the radio, I mean face-to-face.
Definitely millions, in the millions, because we have offices in educational facilities in 50 countries. We're on the stock market. And I really, through our tools, CDs, DVDs, books, thumb drives and media things.
Live events.
Yeah, live events. And we're trying to keep up with you with live events.
Ah, good luck. I know MZ called me and he said, how can we get Doc to do some streaming on television so he doesn't have to travel all over the country all the time?
Yeah. Well, whatever we have to do, possible. Leveraging time.
Yep, that's possible.
We see millions every hour all through the world.
Well, whenever you do that, let us know, and we'll let people know how to find you. Because, your information is just superb. And I got to tell you, no matter where I go these days, it could be a UFO event, not a health-related event. People come up to me thanking me for you because you helped them. It's remarkable.
Well, we appreciate our fellowship, and, we must be twins because we have the same birth date.
Yeah, but aren't you a little older than me?
I think so. I think I'm, just 20 years older than you.
We're going to be back in a moment with Doc Wallach and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We are going to take calls this half hour with Doc Wallach and then next hour as well. Now, he gives out a lot of information, and you might not be able to write it down in time. That's why we have this number for you to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Very capable people there who will help you in case you miss what Doc Wallach is telling you. And his website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com, where, of course, if you have a smartphone, you can download the free apps as well from criticalhealthnews.com. I always love it when you're on to try to shut down the server, but you guys are tough, Doc. You've got those servers that really cook these days.
Yeah, we got a great team. We're so very proud of them. And, you have a lot of followers, and so when you allow us to share information with your people, they are busy.
Yeah, they sure are. How significant is fish oil, the omegas?
Well, the omegas are very, very important. They're essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are important for cell wall health. But also, for some very interesting stuff. Let's see here. How can I put this? There's one of the most terrible baby diseases is caused by an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. It's called asthma.
That's right. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's a positive sweat test people get when they have cystic fibrosis. And they call that the genetic marker, but it's really not a genetic marker. You know, I'm the guy that found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis back in 1977 in a monkey at Yerkes Primate Center, and did biopsies in the other monkeys in that facility who were not related to it, but the same age, 24 of them. They all had the same cystic fibrosis by biopsy of their pancreases and livers, and I found that it was an environmental thing. They were deficient in nutrients, which is causing the cystic fibrosis, and the genetic marker is caused by a deficiency of omega-3s. And so it's not really a genetic marker. I can give a cystic fibrosis patient these omega-3s intravenously, and in 24 hours they won't have a positive sweat test anymore. Their genetic marker goes away. They take it orally, and 2 weeks their genetic marker will go away. And asthma is so easy to get rid of, and one of the markers of it is people get rosacea, they get eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis.
Right.
And this is also an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. So that's why our basic packs contains the omega-3s from both plants and fish oils. And so we kind of cover all the bases there. So we're getting the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And it prevents an enormous amount of unnecessary misery, saves lives. I've had so many people who were told they were terminal with these respiratory problems and so forth, and we get them on the 90 essential nutrients, you know, like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and so forth, and it's got the omega-3s both from the fish oils and the plants, and within weeks, their respiratory problems go away. They've had all their life, and it's just life-saving.
So I believe I'm going to see you maybe, I think, in October in Chicago, by the way.
Okay, we'll love it. Chicago's a great place.
Speaking of Chicago, let's go to Jason in Chicago right now. Hey, Jace, go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Thanks for having me on. I had two questions regarding my sister and my friend.
Okay.
But I wanted to make a real fast comment. I know the doc's only on once a month, but maybe he could come on shorter intervals and talk about his animals, because he helps them too. I just thought that would be a great idea. But my question is, my sister smokes really bad, and my cousin has had ALS since he was about 19 or 20, and he's about 45 now, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's in California. I just wondered if there was anything that could be done for him.
And in terms of your sister with smoking, what symptoms is she showing?
The smoking?
Yeah.
Well, she coughs, you know, hacks all the time, and she's been smoking forever. You know, she's my twin sister. We're about 50, and she's been smoking since teenage. And I mean, and she just, I quit smoking, and I mean, she just smokes a few packs a day. It's just like, you know,
Jesus,
crazy.
That's going to catch up with her. Well, Doc, let's address that first, the smoking episode.
Okay, smoking, sure. It's actually quite easy to get people to quit smoking, but they have to want to quit. And what they have to do is carry with them one of our bottles of minerals, okay? This is in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. They get the 90 essential nutrients, get the basic nutrition in all their tissues. But they need to, in addition to that, which, you know, you divide up your dose based on your body weight, half in the morning for breakfast and half in the dinner time. But during the day, they want to carry with them a bottle of minerals. It could be the plain unflavored one, which I personally like. Then we have the cherry mints, which is really, really good. And then, of course, the strawberry kiwi ones, which are another wonderful flavored one.
Yeah.
And then every time they crave a cigarette, do two things. Take an ounce of the minerals, and then cut the cigarette in half and just smoke half the cigarette.
Hmm.
Okay? And then, you know, in about a week or two, every time they crave a cigarette, again, take an ounce of minerals and cut that half a cigarette in half, and so they're only smoking a quarter of a cigarette.
Just keep cutting it down.
After about 4 to 6 weeks, they're usually off their cigarettes, but they got to carry the minerals with them. So every time they smell some smoke and they want and crave a cigarette, they still have to take their ounce of their minerals, and it won't be long they won't be addicted to tobacco.
What do the minerals do for them, Doc?
Okay, well, the people who get on to whether it's cigarettes or drugs, and I mean, I dealt a lot with this, okay, with the drugs because I was using drugs that are extremely powerful, like these opioids that are 50,000 times more potent than opium. So I'm dealing with 15,000-pound elephants and 6,000-pound rhino. And to keep the darts down to the size, you know, the tranquilizer darts down to the size of AAA batteries, I had to use these high-concentration drugs. So I have a lot of experience with these things. And when people get hooked on them, it's because they're deficient in minerals, and this causes a behavior called pica. They crave things. People just say, well, I've just eaten a 5,000-calorie meal. I don't know why, but I'm looking for something. And some people will trip on to an extra serving of things. They'll have two desserts. And some people try drugs, and some people try tobacco to try and satisfy this craving that is caused by a nutritional deficiency of minerals. And so you give them minerals, and you're satisfying this craving called pica, P-I-C-A, and then it's very easy to get them off of smoking. And they actually get their hit in the, you know, the first couple of puffs, and so they really don't need to smoke the whole cigarette. So cut them in half and then cut them into quarters and then cut it down to 10%. And they're very quickly, they'll be able to get off their cigarettes.
And Jason's other question, Doc, ALS, the Lou Gehrig's disease.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
That's a muscular issue, isn't it?
Well, it's Lou Gehrig's disease, actually a brain issue. It's very closely related to Parkinson's disease, MS,
Alzheimer's
disease. Not necessarily Alzheimer's disease, but there could be a little dementia associated with it. But Lou Gehrig's disease is actually a physical thing, and it depends on what part of the brain is more severely affected by this deficiency I'm going to talk about, what disease you get, because it's all the same disease. And I actually have a CD out, George. Everybody needs to listen to this CD, including this person who has the ALS. It's called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. So this guy who's got the ALS needs to take 3 to 4 eggs 3 times a day with soft yolks, soft poached soft yolks, soft boiled soft yolks, soft, soft scrambled in butter, no oils, no hard boiled eggs. Hard boiled eggs won't count. And then they need 1 healthy brain and heart pack again per 100 pounds of body weight. They need the Synaptive, 2 or 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month for 100 pounds of body weight. And then the de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day for the brain metabolism. And the Ultimate Niacin Plus, 1 or 2 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, again, for the brain metabolism, and ALS goes away. You can actually reduce your risk of ALS and Parkinson's disease and Huntington's disease and MS by eating high-fat yogurts, you know, yogurts like this Noosa with 8 to 12% fat in it.
Perfect.
High-fat milk, high-fat cheeses, and none of this skim milk and no zero-fat yogurts and things. It's got to be all the high-fat dairy products. Will almost eliminate your possibility of getting these diseases, including ALS. But once you have them, you take, you eat the high milk fat things, and including butter and milk and yogurt and stuff, and you take all your 90 essential nutrients plus these special things for brain metabolism, it all goes away in usually 2 to 3 months.
We get texts and tweets for Doc Wallach, and Tom has one now. What do you have, Tommy?
Sure do. This one from Kurt in Delaware. Please ask Doc what particular exercise I can do in conjunction with my supplementation in order to get a six-pack stomach.
I don't know if you need a six-pack stomach, Doc. You just need to be lean, right?
Well, the main thing is that you're giving your body the 90 essential nutrients, particularly if you're exercising. I actually have 2 CDs that will answer these questions. One is called Dead Athletes Don't Lie. And the other one is exercise without supplementation is suicide. In fact, professional athletes that make several million dollars a game live on the average. When you take all sports combined, depends on the sports, but professional football players, their average lifespan is 51. All the other sports combined is 62. Couch potatoes live to be 70.
Jeez.
They live 23 years longer than professional athletes, couch potatoes.
Well, the football players, a lot of them have brain issues because of the hitting, right?
Well, that's a possibility of hitting. It could be, but again, because they're not getting the nutrients, okay, to maintain their brain, and they're just choosing poorly on what they eat, and they don't supplement properly. But also to answer to the question, how to deal with the six-pack, they want to give the muscles everything it needs, and so we came up with a sports drink called Rebound. It has 100 nutrients in it. All the other sports drinks on the market, George, only have 2 to 6, somewhere between 2 and 6 nutrients, none of which will prevent those sudden heart attacks, and none of which will help you get a six-pack. But our Rebound comes in 30-pack individual servings, or a canister of the crystals, or cans, and you can, you know, drink a can, say, a half hour before you're going to do your sit-ups and your knee lifts and bicycling and all that kind of stuff, which helps with six-pack stomachs, and during your exercise, and then have one a half hour after you quit, you know, exercising, you showered and all that kind of stuff, and you take your third serving of your Rebound. We have so many professional athletes and Olympic athletes that use our Rebound because of that. And also we have extra of the nutrients in it that will prevent the sudden heart attack death, the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart attack death, and also will actually prevent ruptured aneurysms. No other sports drink on the market has it.
Perfect. The webmaster, by the way, for criticalhealthnews.com is John T., and he and I are in a little bet here. So if you have a computer or a smartphone, just go to the website and click it, criticalhealthnews.com. He claims that he is not going to hit a certain number because that's his bet. Well, I think we can. So just go to criticalhealthnews.com or just use your smartphone to do the same. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, incredible people there who know a lot. They're like Doc's assistants, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I think I ran into a couple of the phone experts at the Contact in the Desert with your birthday, Doc.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we had several there, of course. Robin, she's one of the head ones there. And then, of course...
they know what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Of course, Char's been with me for 30 years.
Marge.
Yeah, Marge. Yeah, she's Char's sister. Char is 76 and Marge is 73. They both look like they're 20 years old. They've been on the products for 30 years, and they have not aged at all since I've known them.
That's fantastic. Back to the calls. Let's go next to Annie in Goleta, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. A question for Dr. Wallach about my mom. She's had type 2 diabetes for 20 years and was always doing really well. And then 5 months ago, she got really sick with, you know, diarrhea and stuff, and she's lost 30 pounds in 5 months. And her, you know, they ruled out like stomach problems and all kinds of other stuff. And her doctor just put her on metformin to bring her blood sugar down because her blood sugar spiked when she started getting sick. And so now she's lost 3 more pounds because of the metformin. And you know, I'm just wondering. I mean, he doesn't seem to think she needs insulin, but I don't understand what else, you know, could be wrong for her if they ruled out everything
else.
Well,
let me tell you what the doc's going to first of all tell you, that you know, never just stop your medication cold turkey, because that's worse than even taking a lot. So that's the first thing. But Doc, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. That's good advice, George. And of course, if there's anything good about diabetes, you get to test your own blood sugar. And as your blood sugar drops, you can actually slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. The doctor teaches them how to do this so they can slowly wean off the medication. It's typical of how they look at the diabetes medication. And when somebody suddenly gets diarrhea and doctors can't figure it out, almost always it's due to a gluten problem. Your mom may have started eating more bread or more spaghetti or more oatmeal for breakfast every morning. She changed her eating habits, and gluten will cause a reduction in absorption efficiency because you get scar tissue in the intestines. Your mom has to stay away from all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. People will try and sell you gluten-free oats because the gluten in oats is called gliadin, okay? But a rose by another name is still a rose, and gluten by another name is still gluten. So she's got to get rid of all the wheat, barley, rye, and oats out of her life. She's got to eat like an Asian, small amounts of rice and small amounts of sweet potatoes with some cinnamon on it. Cinnamon helps reduce blood sugar, too. Then I'd like her to have the healthy blood sugar packs, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And if she weighs, say, 125 pounds, she could have one healthy blood sugar pack and get an extra bottle of the Sweeties, and so she could take 6 of those a day. And again, test her fasting blood sugar in the morning before she medicates herself.
I love that Sweeties stuff.
Oh, I tell you, I'd take 3 twice a day just because, you know, just to make sure everything's level. And But this is diabetes is very simple. It's not a genetic disease. Type 2 diabetes, and of course you cannot efficiently absorb the medication when you have a gluten problem either. And so that confuses your body over the medication thing. And pills that used to work don't work because you can't absorb them, so they want to go to insulin to get around the intestine by injection and so forth. So she's got to get away from gluten. You know, look at her diet and see where suddenly she's eating some form of grain, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. She changed her diet or something. Somebody gave her a box full of homemade bread or something.
And, Doc, with all the medicine that's available to people, especially for diabetics, the insulin, the metformin, and everything else, why do people, so many people, die from diabetes when they have all this available to them?
Well, because if you have diabetes, you also have other problems. Okay, and it's the other problems. It's the side effects, the complications that you usually
heart issues, stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you get plaque in the arteries, you get, you know, coronary artery disease, and you get plaque in the brain, you get vascular dementia and all this kind of stuff. People get their feet cut off because they get gangrene of the feet and so forth because of complications of the blood vessels when you have high blood sugar. But type 2 diabetes is the most easy thing to get rid of. You give the body the raw materials, stay away from the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and get them on the healthy blood sugar packs. It will support healthy blood sugar. It will support healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. Wait, George, I have had people who were drop-dead type 2 diabetics for 30 years. They had every complication you could think of, and in 30 days on a program, their doctor is scratching their head, so we don't know why, but you're not a diabetic.
I love it. Doc, stay with us. Coming back for a final hour with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com.